if you want to go anywhere or anything, you have to go to Nashville town and get started.
Mm-hmm. I understand it.
Looks like Dallas could be a promotional place, doesn't it?
It does.
But it's just nothing. They have recording place, but I had a friend that I had a chance to go be on two talent shows, you know, as a talent scout.
Yeah.
This girl, one is Lawrence Welch, and that's in Hollywood, you know, when there's, well, wherever they telecast from.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's in New York, and off of Godfrey's talent scouts. And so the mother wouldn't put up with it. She went along to be the talent scout for her daughter. And she destroyed the chance for her daughter because Lawrence Welch said that this girl, her name is Denise Foster, said, I'd like to have her for my lady. You know, he's looking for a singing woman for his lady for his show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just crazy about it because this girl is as sweet as she could be and very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
But said, I couldn't put up with her mother.
Oh.
And see, it didn't cost her and her mother a thing. They furnished in the hotel, the airplane flights, there and back.
Mm-hmm.
So much, it wasn't out of anything. And I'd have got to have gone, and that's what I always want to do. And the same thing happened up here at Offa Godfrey. She couldn't, her mother ruined the girl. She did all the talks. We never could talk to the girl. Her mother did all the talks. And so the girl is, she's married now, and she did sing around some of the nightclub, but she wasn't into this wild kind of singing. She did rich singing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I played a little tune on the guitar. And, you know, she picked up my guitar and it sounded just like me. And it would sound like a record. She just watched me one time and she learned that just that quick.
Golly.
She could learn a song and everything. She didn't have to have a word.
That's remarkable. I have no musical talent. Zero. You know, I don't understand how people can do that.
You don't have a musical talent?
No.
I thought you had some.
No. I took piano for five years and now I can play Joy to the World and that's all.
Oh, now start over again. You said you took what?
Took piano.
I don't believe it. You said 5 years?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
I heard of people like that.
I can't play anything. Just never could.
Isn't that strange? Well, I give up. I thought everybody had some of that, but you have no talent.
Huh.
If you'd have been gifted 5 minutes is all you'd need, you wouldn't even need to bat.
Yeah.
I talked to several of these musicians up there, you know, demonstrate their instruments,
uh-huh.
And every one of them plays my ear.
Huh.
But they do have a musical, they have studied all music, the theory.
Yeah.
They know all that, but they sit down there, they don't have the music at all. It's up here.
Uh-huh.
And you just ask them to play that man, just turn loose.
That's
play.
The way
it is. I said, he said, I play strictly by ear. He hears it, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
Once time they hear it, it's there, and then they just go through it. Of course, if I can retain it up here, I know I can play it, but it's hard to retain some of the tunes and some Z's,
yeah.
But for them, they're all easy to retain.
Must be nice.
And when you know that in your hands, it's like walking.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk without knowing you know how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain it. It's the same thing. It comes out of your hands. It's how do you talk?
Uh-huh.
How do you sing? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's an automatic thing. And,
well, I'll tell you, I'm an improvement over my mother. My mother can't even carry a tune.
I mean,
you know, she can't
sing happy birthday. Well, see, mama's people, she said her brothers could read notes and go to church and pick up a songbook, and they never took music, they could read them notes and sing that tune.
Huh.
They never had saw a song before.
Huh.
They could look and see, they got the music on the songbook.
Yeah. Well, I had to,
and they were singers, mama and them, you know, and then my daddy was, he was a musician and a dancer, and they said he's one of the best dancers when he's young, man.
Is that right? Well, it runs in
family. And of course, his uncle made musical instruments, and I don't know whether they were gifted in playing an instrument. They must have been, and they couldn't make an instrument.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut a violin out of a tree, just a stump.
Oh, really?
Barehanded, you know, without any special tools. Just had to carve it, I guess. But I don't know what they had now. They got all kinds of tools. You can make a violin now. I get the kits, and you can make one yourself.
Huh.
I didn't know it. I ordered this from Blue's Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can get every part, every little piece that you'd ever dream of. And you get the whole kit, and it's got instructions, and you get everything, and you glue. And
mm-hmm. You ordered one?
No, I haven't. No, I'm going to get some. I'll get a fingerboard from this winter when I have time.
Huh.
It'll make me a